So, for those who don't know, although it may be a little bit hard to have not known now, but the Hunger Games are a huge, very popular trilogy of books. So there's three books in the Hunger Games series. First one's called The Hunger Games, then Catching Fire, then Mockingjay. And essentially, they're three books that have been turned into films. That's the first film out. Next two are coming. To give you an idea of how big these books are, they outgrossed Twilight and took $155 million on opening weekend, these books. So I think that deserves a clap because I think they're so much better than Twilight. Yeah. So huge amount of money from this film and also from the books. It's now surpassed $600 million at the box office worldwide. So it's just very exciting. I had to give you those statistics because this is how much people love these books. Okay, so essentially, if you didn't get it from the trailer, The Hunger Games, The Hunger Games is set in the future. And essentially what it is, it's a place called Panem, and the place is split up into 12 different districts. And each of them work for different things, for bread, coal, fishing, all sort of stuff, for the government, and the government is called the capital. And essentially what happened, there was a 13th district, and they kicked up a rebellion against the government because they didn't want to be under their control. And what happened was, is District 13 was destroyed, and to keep all of the other districts in check, they made these annual Hunger Games. And what happens is they select one female and one male from every district from the age between 12 and 18 to fight in a televised annual games from every district, and they all fight in the arena together. They're trained, they get prettified. Like, these people aren't very rich in these districts, and they get waxes and hair done, and you might have seen lots of really strange looking fashion from the capital, and they get all done up, and people bet on them, and they get sent into this arena, and essentially it's fight to the death until one person is standing, and then that victor gets lots of glory and praise, and so does their district, and that one victor doesn't have to go into the Hunger Games again. So that's the premise of the story. Just by watching that trailer, or from having read the books, if you had to say in one word what described these books or that or the film, what would it be? Yell some out.
Violence.
Violence, good one. What else?
Fire.
Fire, nice one. What else?
Control.
Good. Yeah.
Evil.
Evil, nice. What did you say? Oh, epic, good. I thought you said Peter. I was like, yeah, Peter. That counts. Yep. Pardon? It's blue.
No, it's fire.
It's both. So, yeah, they're all good things that I would sum up as those books and for the film. So I love these books. To give you a little bit of an insight at how much I love these books, I found myself reading them at every single spare moment. I was posting about them on Facebook. I wrote a love letter to myself from Peter. And I also went onto the Capital Couture site. I don't know if you know about this, but there is a website that sells all the like fashion and stuff that they have in the Capital. So if you don't know, they've got like pink eyelashes out to here and like weird tattoos on their face and strange things. You can buy all that stuff. I definitely haven't spent money on that site. And I also saw the film four times in 2 days. So I saw it three times in 1 day and I saw it once the next. So I spent, I think I worked out, including like food, it was like almost or even over $200 on the Hunger Games. So you might, oh good. So you might say, I'm a fan. I don't know. But so I want to know who else here likes those books. Anyone think they like it as much as me? Oh, yeah, good. Oh, hands go down. Yeah, okay, I might be a little bit obsessed. So I sort of thought to myself, what is it that I think I like about these books? And my mum came up to me and she saw me doing all this strange stuff and she was like, What is so good about them? I mean, everyone in the world is talking about them. This film's coming out, it's making heaps of money. What is so good about it? And so I was like, oh, this is what I said to her. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. So there's like a bunch of children, they get put in an arena and people bet on them and they kill each other. And my mum's like, oh my gosh, I've raised a serial killer. Slightly freaking out a little bit. So I didn't really know how to articulate it without sounding like I was about to murder someone. But then after I'd said it, she was like, even though I might have raised a serial killer, I really want to read those books now. And she still wanted to read them. So it kind of made me think, what is it about violence? And who said it? Yes, right in the middle. Good one, Ben. What is it about violence that is so exciting or is so entertaining or is so, you know, enjoyable to watch? Can you guys think of any other things that are like really violent? It could be films, books, television, video games. Yeah. Harry Potter's pretty gory. Yep, good one. Halo, yeah, so video games. What? Alien? Alien! Alien! Ah, yes. Alien's gory. Good one. Yes, good one. Yep. Grand Theft Auto, GTA, as it's sometimes called. Yes, good. Years of War. Awesome. So there's all this stuff. What about something like... Good. That's a really good one. Say it louder. Good. So sport is violent. Rugby, football, gridiron, hockey, lacrosse, There you go, lacrosse. There you go, so you guys have got it. Very good, yes. Shh, I know it's very exciting. It's very exciting. So there's all these things. What about the movie? Good, COD is another one. What about the movie Jackass? That movie is literally just making people hurt themselves for entertainment. So there's heaps of things. So violence, I think we can all agree, is everywhere. But I'm not just about to say it's just our generation, because for some reason I feel like our generation gets picked on and we're addicted to everything wrong that no one likes. But violence has been a part of our lives for so long. If you look back to the Romans, they had gladiators and they put, you guys heard about that? Yeah, they put people in an arena just like this and made them fight and put their thumbs up if they think it was good enough, put their thumbs down if they think, nah, we'll kill them. Let's get more blood going. So there's heaps of that sort of stuff. Also jousting. Do you guys know what jousting is? Yeah. So you get on a horse and you have a stick and the aim of the thing is to drive a stick on a horse through someone's face. That gets you like, if you knock them off the horse, you get 3 points and win. Someone's going to die doing that. If you've seen A Knight's Tale, I think people do die. So essentially, there you go. Hamish and Andy do it too. So essentially, I think we can all agree that... we love violence. And when you think about it, there's nothing really that great about violence. There's nothing nice about violence. Shh. Even when a good guy is being a bad guy, it's not good. I mean, sorry, Superman, but you're not that good when you're smashing Lex Luthor's face in with his super strength. That doesn't make you a good person, you know, or that doesn't make you the good guy. That makes you the bad guy, actually. And some of us, for instance, that could happen to us. In my case, my sister is here today, and I have a slight story about her. When she was five and I was like, I must have been seven, she was annoying me and she was saying really nasty things and it was rivaling me up. And I was like, she's being really mean to me, you know? And I was like, this person's the bad guy. And she asked for the scissors and I was like, oh, I really don't want to give her the scissors, or I just feel like, you know, just like stabbing them into her a little bit, just a little bit. But you know, that's just my anger talking, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm going, no, don't do it, don't do it. And then I did it and I picked the scissors up and I threw them over my shoulder and it was just quiet. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've killed her. I turned around and she wasn't dead, just she's here. But she had the scissors sticking out of her ankle and it was like, oh, that, sorry, this side, that side. There you go, that side. So essentially, there was blood everywhere. My mum like ran in and she was like, what are you doing? This is not allowed. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get in so much trouble. So instantaneously, because I'm the one who acted out violently, I become the bad guy, even though maybe some bad stuff was happening to me. Throwing scissors, not a good way to handle it. So violence can make you be the bad guy. Like in The Hunger Games, there is another book that is full of violence and is also a bestseller. Can any of you guess what it might be?
Twilight.
Twilight's a good one. What else? Harry Potter, yeah. About Lord of the Rings. That's it is violent, I think. Is it? Yeah, good. But the one that I was thinking of, bang, the one that I was thinking of is, we have stacks of them over there, is the Bible. There is so much violence in the Bible. If you think about things like in Egypt, the plagues that are sent, have you guys seen Prince of Egypt? Yeah. So the plagues that have been sent on Egypt, like they send a whole bunch of locusts and they like bite you and eat you. And one of them is the first son of every family dies. So that's, you know, that's pretty violent. If you think about the punishments they had back in the day, stoning people to death, they could sentence you to someone, literally a whole bunch of people throwing rocks at you until you die. or if you think about, if you think about the way that Jesus died, just an awful way to think about it, not just being nailed to a cross, but having, you know, a crown of thorns jammed onto your head and being whipped and poured wine over your wounds. Yep. It's a really good question. Let's keep going and then we'll see if we can answer it for you. So essentially, if we think about the Bible, it's gory and it's bloody and it's violent. But what does the Bible say about violence? If there's so much of it in there, and both the bad guys and the innocent guys are victims to it, should we just accept that that's something that humans do and that's just something that happens in our life? So we're going to look at some verses from Exodus, which is going to come up on the screen so you can read along with me. If men who are fighting hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands and the court allows. But if there is serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. So essentially, what I get from that is, if you kill one of my friends, I should be allowed to kill one of yours. If you burn me, I should be able to burn you. If you knock me out, I'm going to knock you out. Okay? So it's sort of like, is that what the Bible is saying about justice? Is that justice? Is it getting even and getting revenge? Well, actually, this was a law that was written in, this is a book from the Old Testament, and it was there for God's people as a sort of preventable rule, I guess you can think of it as. Sort of a, don't go smashing someone up unless you're okay with someone smashing you up. So an eye for an eye was there to try and stop the happening of violence, almost like a bit of a warning. And you could say that it's also a way of people to think about their actions before they do it. So we don't need to deal with wrongdoers or the violent people. We don't need to deal with them with revenge. In fact, we don't have to deal with them or show them what they're doing wrong, because that's something that God deals with, and he deals with the wrongdoing, and we should leave that to him and leave, that's his business, and it's in his hands. God doesn't want us to take revenge on each other or turn on each other, but I'll tell you what he does want us to do. So let's look at Matthew. You have heard it said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Even to the one who give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. So now we see what we're meant to do in these situations. We are meant to let them strike us, not strike them back, and also let them strike our other cheek. So he not only wants us to act out, to not act out in violence against the wrongdoers, but he wants us to go a step further and rise above it. If they want to sue us and take our tunic, then give them your coat as well. We should always act in love. You don't have to be a doormat and let evil walk all over you, but love that person and go even further with your love by having them strike you again. Showing them this love and showing them forgiveness is being a good example of how God wants us to respond to violence. And then you don't become the bad guy too, and in turn shows the offender what God's love will look like and what it looks like. So for an example, if you guys have been to the footy, right? Some of you have been to the footy or watched on television. Lovely. So sometimes you get a little bit of like, you know, there's like testosterone going on and this guy pushed me and shoved me and stuff and people start gathering around in a circle and it's like, I'm going to push you, I'm going to smash your face in and stuff. And people are shoving each other around and pushing them off. And then one of them swings a punch at someone. And they're... Dramatic effect. And then what happens is there are two situations, two ways that this situation can unfold. A, the victim swings back at him and it's game on. I mean, the fight is on. Everyone's either in on it or cheering from the sidelines. And people are getting hurt, injured, bloody, punished. And there's consequences for all of them. Or B, the victim doesn't swing back, takes a breath, apologizes for rivaling him up and agitating him, and walks away. No one is hurt or punished. People go back to their spots and the game plays on. So I think that's how God wants us to respond to violence, with love and forgiveness. Be the bigger person and don't become the bad guy. So there's violence in the world. Our history shows us that, our experience shows us that, and the Bible shows us that. And that's because we are in a broken world and it is full of sin. And God's given us freedom and free will, which you might have heard before. And this means that it gives the people freedom to turn on each other and act violently towards each other or the world. And he hates it. He hates violence. It's heartbreaking to see that his people do this to each other. And he hates it when people choose fighting over forgiveness, when people choose violence over love. And he hates it when... He hates it that there's hurt in the world and that there's punishment and that there's consequence. And this violence is not entertaining violence at all to him. But we live in a time where Jesus has come and in God's love sent Jesus to die for us, and the justice has come through his death. And because of Jesus, we do not need to be violent. There's no reason to be. We should be loving and forgiving. And no matter how awful someone has been to us. So bringing it back to the Hunger Games, does that mean that we're sinning by enjoying and being entertained by violent books and violent video games and violent films? Should we be feeling guilty about enjoying watching these films? Well, the way that I look at it is like this. It's only entertaining for me because it's fiction and I know that. Because in real life, if the Hunger Games were an actual event, that would be devastating. If you've ever experienced someone, a death in your family, then you know that that is not entertainment at all. And it is devastating for you. And, you know, and God hates it when we hurt. Now, I still love these books and love the films. And I will continue to pay money to see this film. But... if this were real, I would feel sick, and I'm sure you guys would too. If it was a real-life situation, God would be so heartbroken. God has never given us the right to murder, and he's never given us the power over somebody's life to choose whether to keep them alive or not. So even the bad guy, Marvel, which is seems to be one of the tributes in the film, he's from District 2, he's kind of ganged up against Katniss, and that's Katniss, the main character. Even when Marvel has killed Rue, which is Rue's on the ground there, he would still not be happy about the fact that Katniss feels like she needs to avenge Rue's death by killing Marvel. We have to acknowledge that the Hunger Games would be devastating to God. The Hunger Games is a warning story because the human race has done it before. We've had heaps of wars and none of them have stopped us acting out in violence. So what's to say we can't do it again and end up in a world like the Hunger Games? If we respond to violence with love and forgiveness, like God asks us to and wants us to, and he knows what's best for us, then future war would not even be a consideration. So here's my question to you. Do you enjoy violence because you like watching people die? Because you enjoy seeing a person slash open another person's face?
or because you like to hear a character scream in pain? Or is it just the adrenaline that comes with it, and that you see violence and you actually respond with shock and disgust as you would in real life, and perhaps connect with the violence with fear and pain and that violence can bring, and that you want to see these characters come out of it successfully and beat the battle? The problems lie for people who agree with the first option. If you follow God, it's definitely something to think about. But if you agree with the second option, then enjoying the books or the films of The Hunger Games or anything like it, it's not sinful, and you shouldn't feel guilty about it. I know I still love those books.